BlogTalkRadio.com.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Oh, yes!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
It's just a matter of what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya!
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
Our post show presented as always by MBG Films, YouTube.com/MBG1211. I'm Sir Rock, and joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
You can't even dump the opening on the show on me because you have to, like, open the show.
What do you mean, dump the show on you?
You know, when you get mad at me on Thursdays and you just make me do the intro of the show and you ignore me? You can't even, like, do that. Because this isn't my show.
It is technically your show.
No, it's not.
You are a part of the show.
I am a part of the show. You missed it, Brent. I opened the show by stating a fact, which is that the Cowboys are kicking the shit out of the Eagles right now. And he just got all upset with me. I don't know why. He just sat here and made weird noises.
So Monday Night Raw opened with a WWE Championship match between Bobby Lashley and Big E. Which saw the return of Shelton Benjamin and Cedric Alexander to appear in the corner wearing nice shiny t-shirts saying Hurt Business. New Day then got involved. That match ended in no contest. And then a very, very mad Adam Pearce came out and yelled, "We're going to get a title match. It will be settled, and it'll be settled in a steel cage."
This was good. I'm not... I mean, I understand why the Hurt Business is back is because MVP went out to, I guess, have knee surgery, which hopefully he feels better. But I guess for now they're going to replace MVP with the Hurt Business. I don't know, though. Like, it seems a little random and weird that
You spend 2 months of Cedric Alexander calling Shelton Benjamin old and now they're buddies?
Yeah, and there was, like, no resolution to that. Like, they were beating each other up and everything, and they're like, "Oh, I hate you. Oh, you're old. Oh, this. Oh, that." And now they're BFFs again. Like, it's all forgotten. And I know it's wrestling, and that's what happens. It all gets forgotten. But it's just a little strange that there was, like, no natural conclusion to that story. They just sort of let it, like, die, and then they pretended like nothing ever happened.
Both men would cut solid promos, intense promos, hyping up the main event, which would be in a steel cage, which we'll get to here in a few minutes. One thing that could put a wrinkle into it, and another reason why the Hurt Business is back together, is because contractual obligations is coming to kill Bobby Lashley.
Which is a little rude.
Little rude, but, you know, he messed with his family, so now he's going to protect his family by killing Lashley.
I know they had to put a slight delay on it, but I would think that, you know, if somebody kicked the crap out of my son and left him for dead, that, you know, I wouldn't go home and just be chill about it for, like, a month.
Well, he had to get his knee fixed.
Well, I know he had to get his knee fixed, but...
Well, that's the reason they gave.
I know that. But still, knee or no knee. Like, we have seen people, we have seen injured people go after people. I would like to point out that The Undertaker came back from the dead to kill his brother. He wasn't 100%.
And then appeared in a Venom and Carnage commercial.
I'm so confused by that. I am not opposed to it, but I'm so confused by that. I don't understand why they were in it, other than it's a WWE tie-in. Like, clearly, like, Charlotte's gear makes sense now is because it's product placement and they're doing it for the movie, but, like, it just, I'm sitting here and I'm watching it and it's a Venom and Carnage commercial and all of a sudden I see The Undertaker and I'm like, what? So maybe he's doing some, maybe they're in it.
No.
Like, maybe they make a cameo. That would be cool. Tie-in with October 4th because it's on the way. I'm so excited. Netflix, guys, it's coming. It's going to be a train wreck and I can't wait. That's more interesting to me than what.
October 5th, by the way.
Oh, I'm sorry, October 5th. I see, I'm a day early. But yeah, like, that's more interesting to me than what Raw was tonight. Because Raw really wasn't that interesting to me. It's okay, it kind of drug a little bit.
Angel Garza beat Eric of the Viking Raiders. They had a giant rose nail in their AR entrance.
They're fancy.
Then they were posing. It was weird.
They're trying something with them. I appreciate that they're trying something with them. They're trying to get something going in the tag division overall, which was a nice change from just generally ignoring it and pretending it doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. But I'm just not sure if I can get behind it yet. Like, I kind of have to just sit here and watch it and see how this all goes. Because I like Garza and Humberto together.
Yeah, they're
I like them separately.
I like the fact that they paired them up.
But for me, it's just like, I got to see if I can get behind this because I'm not sure if I'm ready to fall in love with anything yet because reasons.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Yeah. So, like, I can't quite get into anything or behind anything just yet.
Working on it.
We're working on it, but it's a process.
Slow process. Reggie defended the 24/7 championship against Ricochet. All I'll say is flips.
Lots and lots and lots of flips. Tozawa was there. R-Truth was there. The ninjas were there. And then Tozawa just stayed in the ring. And poor Tozawa got his ass handed to him.
I won a match with R-Truth, Drake Maverick, or Drew Gulak. I don't care who I fight. And then he's waiting, keeps looking. They finally hit Keith Bearcat Lee's music. He dominated Tozawa. Boom. I like that he's dominant.
I mean, I can get behind the moniker. Like, I know some people are like, oh my god, this is stupid. But at the same time, it makes him different. It makes him stand out. They're trying something with him, which is more than what we can say a while ago. And I understand that he was ailing and he was not able to work. But from when they brought him up onto the main roster, they didn't really do a whole heck of a lot with him. So I'm behind this. I'll support it.
So I have to ask you, what's today? Is that Monday or is today Sunday?
I don't know, but this show was more extreme than the pay-per-view.
Because we had a no DQ, no count-out match for the U.S. title, Damian Priest and Sheamus.
And they beat the shit out of each other.
They did.
Like, there was scratches and blood everywhere on these two men. Not like blood, like, in a bad way, but like natural. There were dings and dents and scratches and bruises and blood and that kind of thing. And, I mean, we went through tables, there were chairs, there were kendo sticks, there was just all kinds of stuff going on in this match. And this was phenomenally good. I enjoyed this very much.
Feels like they wrapped up the program with Damian Priest retaining the championship.
Yeah, I'll give you that, LeMans. Bearcats aren't the most, like, intimidating of animals, but is Keith Lee from Cincinnati?
I don't...
Oh, wait, no. Isn't he from Georgia?
Think he's from Cincinnati.
I'm just trying to figure out why they would pick a bearcat of all things, but okay. I mean, honey badger. Honey badgers are mean.
But I don't think you can get the trademark on honey badger because of the player who goes by the name Honey Badger. Anyway, Jinder Mahal, Veer, and Shanky took on Jeff Hardy, Mustafa Ali, and Mansoor, with Team Jinder getting the win. Mansoor was very excited to team with Jeff Hardy.
He's such an adorable little, like, puppy dog, in terms of he's just so happy to be there. It's really, really refreshing, because Mansoor is just, like, happy about everything, and he's excited about everything, and it's infectious. Like, you can't help but smile when you see him because he's just so thrilled. And then, you know, Mustafa Ali's like, damn it, I can't help but be happy. Like, I really like him and Mustafa together. They make a really good pairing. They're a nice balance.
They are. They have some nice young teams they're putting together. They're random, but they may work.
And then they got murdered. Gender's group, which I don't understand what they're doing with Gender's group either. They're so lackadaisical in their booking with them. Like, one minute they're dominant, the next they're getting their butts kicked by Drew McIntyre, they're back to being dominant, they get forgotten and let fall to the wayside for like 6 months. Like, I don't know what they're doing here. Like, again, I said they're trying to get something going in the tag division. I don't know what, but they're trying something. It's like, here, we have all these tag teams and all these stables. Let's just have them do things. I feel like that's just it. Like, we have these people, we want them in singles, but we don't want to break up our entire tag division to do it. So this is what we're going to do. And that's it.
Karrion Kross beat Jackson Riker.
I'm sure everybody was thrilled about that. He cut a nice promo backstage beforehand.
AJ Styles and Riddle had a really good match, with AJ Styles picking up the W.
I would not mind seeing this again. This was really, really, really good. Like, this was almost, we really shouldn't have gotten this for free, but I'm very grateful that we got it for free kind of match, because it's like, this should have been on a pay-per-view.
I think this is the second time on TV we got it, and it's been good both times, so keep giving it to us. It's good.
Yeah. Please. And almost keeps having him mad. Like, almost is not okay with Riddle. He really wants to mess up Riddle. And I like how they're kind of getting a little darker with AJ and almost in certain respects. So in terms of, and when I say darker, I mean in terms of their attitudes with like everything, how they're just viewing things and how they're starting to get really nasty with people and beat people up and get very, very aggressive.
Yeah. Aggressive is a better term.
Yeah. I like how they're having that shift. It fits them very, 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 very well, and it's showing a range for almost, which is nice.
Charlotte defended the Raw Women's Championship against Doudrop, who got distracted by the Eva Marie entrance wall.
This is entirely random, but it served a purpose.
Charlotte had an open challenge, so Doudrop was the one who wanted to accept it, and then she beat up Eva after the match as well, did Charlotte, so there was that. Then Eva was still in the ring, and you know, she would have been wrong if she had the opportunity to Doudrop got it. She's tired of being disrespected. She could beat anyone in a locker room. Shayna Baszler came out and whooped her ass
in spectacular fashion,
choked her out, broke her arm.
I don't know what they're doing with Shayna, but I like it. And I'm here for it, and I hope they continue it. Like, they are building Shayna up for someone, whether it is Charlotte or, I'm trying to think of the SmackDown Women's Champion. Yeah,
Becky.
Thank you. I'm sorry. It's like, I know I just saw it last night, but it's late and I'm tired. They're building her up for one of those two. I'm not sure who, because the draft is coming and Shayna could move, and they're making her incredibly strong for a reason. So she's going to be somebody's next challenger. Personally, I would be really okay if she was Charlotte's next challenger, because she's kind of doing the same thing that Charlotte's doing now. She's just really the anti version of Charlotte. She's like the emo badass version of what Charlotte is doing to a certain extent.
Yeah.
And if you just had those two characters trade the title and you had Shayna take over and be excessively dominant in that division, and you potentially move Charlotte over to SmackDown, I think we would all be okay with that. And somebody else comes to Raw in trade of Charlotte, I think, again, we would all be okay with that.
Sarah Schreiber was interviewing Rhea and Nikki A.S.H. They're opposites, but sometimes opposites attract. Nikki's like, we should get matching outfits because, you know, we're the same team now. What do you think about blue? It's a great color on you, said Rhea. Also, Nikki's in a commercial.
You can tell Nikki's making a mark with the character because she's in a Head and Shoulders commercial. She is one of the spokespeople for Connor's Cure. They are throwing their full weight behind her and pushing her, which is incredible and excellent, and I hope all the good things for her. And she's bringing Rhea with her. Again, I love these two as a tag team. I think they're great. I think they work really, really well together. It's a nice balance between the two, and I hope they continue.
And then in your main event, it was Big E, Bobby Lashley in a cage for the WWE Championship. You had the Hurt Business get involved. New Day made saves. Kofi did a trust fall off the top of the cage,
which was so, so terrifying, because we just were sitting here watching it, and they had, like, they show Kofi just hanging off the side of the cage, and it's like, oh, he's about to do something stupid, and then the very next second he lets go, and it's like, thank God they caught him.
Mm-hmm.
because if they had missed or they had been off, that would have been really, really, really disastrously bad. But yeah, this, again, this was what I would argue to be potentially a pay-per-view quality match on this show. I like that you wrapped up Big E and Bobby Lashley in this. I like that you gave E an incredibly credible title defense. Not that he didn't have one the other night, but I liked this because he looked really, really strong. He looked really good. He's more than a one-off. He's more than a one-week champion because, you know, that's always the theory of, oh, they'll put it on Big E for like a week and then they'll take it off and they'll put it back on Lashley. No, that's not the case because Goldberg is looming for Lashley. The title is here to stay on E.
Or
he proved that tonight.
Or is it? Because Big E retained and then his next challenger appeared.
With his really big sword.
Pointed the sword right at Bob, Big E. One Drew McIntyre. Not overly excited about it.
I'm curious to see how they do it.
I was more excited to see, like, because Twitter was talking about AJ Styles as the next contender. It's like, I'd have been cool with Big E and AJ. That could have been really fun. Like, Big E and Drew could be good.
Well, like you said, they could be teasing it. Like, it may not be the exact next thing, but they could be teasing E and Drew because, let's not forget, E is technically on loan from SmackDown. He's not a Raw superstar, but he has the Raw title. So as long as he has the Raw title, he will stay on Raw. Unless they make the official trade starting Friday that he officially goes over to Raw and stays on Raw as a champion.
Well, yeah, if he gets drafted, yeah.
Yeah. So, because here's the other thing, SmackDown could draft him back and they could flip Roman and E. We don't know.
We don't know. We don't.
So, but yeah, it'll be all right. Like I said, if Drew can't work babyface in this because E is kind of the ultimate babyface. So Drew kind of has to shift more towards the heel side of things, which he sort of has been. Like, he's kind of been flirting with it a little bit.
But he's so boring as a heel. Like, the last bit of his heel run, he was so boring.
Yeah, but maybe now with crowds back and other things,
he had crowds when he was being booed. I don't know. I was okay with Drew being away from the title picture for a while. I don't know. I think it's too soon to put him back. He may be officially. I think he's a Raw superstar, E. I think he's officially Raw with the title.
I don't know. Well, last week was a really, really bad week for me for work-wise, so I am completely out of the loop on any of that stuff.
But again, everything changes Friday, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Like, they could make it official on Friday, or they may not. I don't know, but we're going to have to see where this goes. Like, I don't want to, like, get too hyped up for it just yet, simply because the draft is Friday and Monday, and I suspect that there is going to be a significant amount of movement in the rosters. All three of them, Raw, SmackDown, and NXT. So don't be the least bit shocked or surprised if people move.
Yeah.
And this is just a little tease of what's to come at some point. But not right now.
Not right now.
Because you could point E at AJ, and I think we would all be here for that.
I kind of interested to see that match at some point, one-on-one. But yeah, I mean, it'll be good. It didn't go, oh my God, Drew and Big E. It didn't have that.
Because it needs a story. Oh. It needs a build. Like I said, like, Drew's a face. Big E's a face. So you're kind of sitting here like, eh?
To clarify for LeMans, NXT is not in the draft, but there are a lot of people from NXT who are on the elevator that are waiting to be called up. So they'll be drafted into the shows, most likely. Your Dakota Kai's, your Aaliyah's, people like that. People on the elevator on the way up, but are just stuck in limbo with the whole new changeover NXT. So people who may have been focal points on NXT for a while that we haven't seen in a bit, they're on the elevator. So you would assume while being on the elevator, they're headed up like Austin Theory. People like that. People we've seen, and who mainly the people who've been doing dark matches, they're on the elevator coming up. So it makes sense to draft them to a show going forward so they're not stuck in the elevator for a year like other people were last year.
Yeah, that's what I mean when the draft is coming and NXT is a part of it, is they are going, I have a theory that they're going to do a massive pull from NXT because they've introduced so many new faces onto NXT that they simply don't have room for everybody. And so I think there's a core that's staying, but a large portion of the established talent in NXT are going up and they're going to go ahead and move them forward.
So we'll see. That was Raw.
This wasn't the most exciting Raw to me, simply because they were doing a lot of closure and they were wrapping up a lot of loose ends because of the draft. So it was just like, okay, all right, you know, this is what it is. It was very wrestling heavy, which a lot of people liked. For me personally, that's not the type of show I enjoy. I enjoy a little bit more of a balance, but I'm okay with that. You know, people like what they like. And we'll see where they go next week. We'll see what happens on the draft.
Indeed. Coming to the website this week, I don't know, probably maybe shooting for Wednesday, there'll be an article, a dishing it out article on the draft. Break it all down. I have something interesting planned. It's going to be cool. We're going to draft some people, see where they fall. And it's going to be done in a different way. So check out that. There'll be something up on the website. Check the socials for that. Thursday night will be live, 10 p.m. Eastern for the RAC.
That's right. Tune in. We will be covering Extreme, or really not so Extreme Rules. We'll break it down, who won, who lost, and our thoughts on the show overall. Plus, we'll have news, notes, NXT, all your favorites. It's The RAC, Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Saturday night, midnight-ish, it's CB Radio, CBRadioLive.com. The return of the Greater Than Great Debate at GreaterThanGreatDebate.com. Sunday's up in the air, so who knows? Maybe they'll do a show, maybe they won't. It's up to Tim. We'll find out. We'll figure it out. Monday, we're back for Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Check out the RAC Extra Reviews, NBA 2K22. That's now available. If you have Amazon Prime, link to Twitch account, it's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking that purple rectangle button below the screen. You have like a couple more days of September. Do a thing. You can also use credit card RocketSock or
Lynn's M. Ward
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners.
This has been the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Film, YouTube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday night for the RAC. I'm right back here every Monday night for the Raw Post Show. Long day, we're in the Wild Talk Radio Network, actually live at twitch.tv/WGLive.
WildTalkRadio.com.